So today's topic is on what produce it pays Kedusha Shvi's top. Okay, so there's a few different notes from in there. Two of them I gave my comments for, and the other ones are just at the end of the show, just going to go briefly on they are. So the two main notes that my comments were based on are, it was in a different order, but the way the Gemara brought it is how much. We know that Shmita is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's where Shmita is, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But when exactly did the Peiros have to grow for them to become Kadosh with Kedusha Shvi'it? Is it only one that actually elect them here? Is it the ones that are before? When is it? That's one Nosa which we're going to deal with first. And the other Nosa that we also discussed in the Maamar Kodesh is on what produce does it apply? Does it apply to everything that grows? Or only certain things that grow? Okay. So back to the first Nosa. So again, the first Nosa is when exactly do the produce have to grow for them to be considered to be Peiros Shvi'it? Okay, it's a big enough gemila coming up. Is let's say day after Rosh Hashanah, a person thinks, I'm going to go. I want to get ready for Sukkot, and I've got my. I'm going to a palace and orchard to, and I'm going to pick an Esra. Okay, so the choya would say, what's the problem? Yeah, and Esra green in the sixth year. Yeah, should be fine, no problem. Okay, let's see if that's really true. Okay, so more the started off the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. More in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the rice in Makor that at least for Tua, yeah, that Tua is. Tzvua that grew in the seventh year, and you kick in the eighth year, around the sixth time in the eighth year, which is more expensive, it's ready to grow in a shlish, yeah, that tzvua is kadosh with kedusha shvi'it. Okay, so again, they want to understand that if tzvua is the five minim, yeah, if tzvua grew in the shmita year, just up until a shlish, yeah, as long as it was a shlish in the seventh year, that is kuveya for tzua, and that is now kadosh with kedusha shvi'it. So you pick that tzua, so this time when it's already grown, already grew at least a third in the shvi'it year, that is got kedusha shvi'it. Okay, that's tzua. Okay. More without getting too involved, yeah, we did a bit of back out of way, so from the Russians, that the more also Rosh Hashanah, machlekes, but we'll just go with the one way to learn that. That other things, some things follow Tua, and other things are different to Tua. Okay, meaning that Tua, even though it was only partially grew in the Shmita year, yeah, that partial growth is enough to be considered to be Peiros Shvi'it. Okay, so the Gemara says that other things like trees, we don't look at when you pick it. Yeah, that's not the conveyor for Shmita. We look at Chanata. Okay, Chanata. So Chanata thought that Machlik is exactly what it means. Either means a shlish exactly by two, or around the shlish, the time when it's called the Oinas Maestros, or it means that the flower is dropped off and the pre is just nicker. Okay, but again, it's the beginning stage of the fruit process. It's not the picking stage. So that's by trees, that's the clearest by tree. Okay, so again, if you have a fruit tree which was the Chanata was now, yeah. So there's nothing wrong with picking it in next year in the seventh year, because that fruit, even though you're picking it in the seventh year, it's got nothing to do with Kedusha Shvi'it. That fruit is not kadosh, okay, because you go after Chanata. Okay. And another thing that's also in that category is kidneys. So kidneys is not necessarily how we know. Kidneys, at least according to halacha, is things where you actually eat the seed. Things which you eat the seed, that's called kidneys. So kidneys also, if you go after a shlish of the grain.
What's the example
of that? Hummus. Okay. Beethoven,
what?
Beethoven
two
grapes
and olives?
No, no, no.
Just what is
two again? It's two grapes, but it's not. Two is the hymn, but you're right. Another, yeah. and grapes and another is also there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she is right. So the pasuk is actually talking about zaytim anavim, I think. Sorry, I made a mistake.
So what is zaytim anavim after?
Well, everything he's been mentioned so far goes after basically a shlish or chalat. Okay. The exception to that, to this whole rule, is yarakos. Okay, yarakos, which are things which you plant them. They're not trees. They you eat either the leaves or you eat the shoshim, the klachim. Yeah, you're not eating the seed. Those things that you go after the kita. Okay, the more explains the difference, at least according to one Tana. The difference is what's their source of nutrition. Okay, that anything which the source of nutrition is just rainwater. That's their main source of growth. Then you go after the previous year. Okay, that's the shlish. But yarakos, they need constant water. You also, besides the rainwater, you also have to physically water them. Those, that's called kol mayim, into roid mayim or kol mayim. Kol mayim, that we go after shas lekita. Shas lekita is also machlekes, what it means, whether it means actually physically chopping it up, or it just means that it's reached the point of growth where it's not going to grow anymore by being in the camp. Okay. So those are, that is the basic idea behind how you measure pears trees. So again, you're saying by, let's say, by fruit trees, by tua, there you go after a shlish approximately. Okay, that's when did the shlish happen? If it grew a shlish in shmita year, then that is kalos kedushas trees. If it happened before, yeah, that shlish happened in the sixth year, even though you're picking it in the seventh year, that would not be kalos with kedushas trees. Okay. As opposed to yarakos, which there you go about the kita, exactly what it means, the kita, but basically when you pick it, that's what's kaveh. Yeah.
How are we defining shlish?
How are you defining?
Shlish.
Okay, that's also good China. Also Mahmoud, because yeah, some say it's shlish of the growth, some say out there what we say by shlish by bishul, the chazanish, out there what we say by shlish by bishul on Shabbos, the Michael Ben Joyce, which that itself is not so clear what it means. So the exact definition is not so clear.
I think I just heard two definitions. One was a third of the time that it takes to grow, and the other one was a third of its volume.
I don't mean it's a third of the time.
I didn't mean that.
No, yeah. Some say a third of the volume, a third of the size. Yeah. Some say that a third of the acres, like by Bishul and Shabbos, might not just like we that the acres. Yeah. Yeah, that is how, that's how but that's the timing, that's not the
eight.
Okay, so that's what you mean. Yeah, according to that, okay, fine.
What's the
Makor for Shlish? That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The first Gemara. The first is my mom.
Okay.
What?
The word Hanata.
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 It's like philosophy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just saying there's three factors, right? The Kita, Hanata.
No, they basically. The Kita and Shlish will basically go group together.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah? That's. And there's the Kita. Okay, so the only thing that goes after the Kita is Yerakas. Everything else is it goes after shlish,
Hanata. Translated
Hanata
as after, not as
lost. So, yes, it's a
machlokes.
It's a big difference. Okay.
What if it was
from
the start? What if it was
from
the
start?
Okay.
Right. When you think of the word Hanata, it's like the first seed little buds.
It's a little bit of the fruit after the flower. It's not the flower.
Okay, well, but that may be a week. The difference is the third and what Esau said is months of growth.
I don't know.
Okay.
But you said they go together.
I'm just saying the machlokes have to learn what that means. Okay? Fine. Yeah.
Is there a situation with grain where they reach a third of their growth, but they're not fit in the same year?
Maybe a third of their growth.
I'm trying to see what Imam was describing.
And they're not taking the Muslims.
They're one year, but they get picked in the next.
Yes. Okay. So practically, what does this mean for us? Okay. So we're just going to talk about Esrogin. Right? We saw that from the Gemara that Esrogin, since it's the Machlokes Tanaim, whether by Esrogin are they considered to be like a tree? Yeah, you go after Samata, or are they like Yerakos and you go after the Kit? Okay. So
why?
Why? So the Gemara, the Gemara in Kedushin explains that because Esrogin are different to regular cheese because you actually also need to water them. So they go off. You need cool mice. So maybe they fall into that category. Okay, that's the basis of the Masalikas over there. Okay, so how do we pass on that? So most Israelis say we go after the kita. Sorry, not after the kita. After, it's like a regular chief. You go after the shlish or the chamata. Okay. There's a Rambam that seems to say not like this. The Rambam says that. Basically, you have to be choshes both ways. Okay, so it's machlokes exactly what the Rambam means. Some say he's mistaken for how we paskin. Others say he's really paskining like those rabbanon that were brought that say you go after the keeper. But those rabbanon actually hold that's only things are rabbanon. The ikra then you've got like a tree. But we're choshes the chumra for the keeper. Okay, so. The mice of the Chazanish says that the minig is to be machmir, yeah? So in which case, if a person wants to go picking an esrog is coming up, he should try to do it before Rosh Hashanah, otherwise he's going to have at least a chumra to which
this
trees.
Right. No one's really picking an esrog except for the Aliyah Thad, right?
Why?
They have it in the field.
They have it. Unless you have it in your yard. Say that.
Why? Why can't you go pick it?
No,
yeah,
it's not
yet. You can't say it. If you want to go to a father, so you can pay whatever to go to a father.
Practically speaking, are we going to have this coming circus? Are we going to have the fruits to be Esther and you find the Esther thrown in and all that sort of units?
They normally pick them before. From what I remember from last time, they picked them before and. We've got lots to do. Let's keep going. Okay, the next sign that also comes up is. Okay, that was an Esrog. Now, what about things which are very similar? Other citrus fruit, oranges, grapefruit, all these, they're very similar. Lemons, they basically look very similar. They have all the same properties. Yeah? So on that, the Chazanish says, you don't have to get the skumar. You can treat them like a regular tree, and if you have lemons in your garden, and they already, let's go with the mortar. They grew already a shlish in the sixth year, then if you pick them in the seventh year, that's fine, they don't have positions for trees. Okay, that's,
the not rather. The root is summoned by Esther, treated like your apple, is good high water. That's not true by other species in the general summit.
Unless you say that maybe they all should all be it's one category, it's one general group. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. That's
I wouldn't know, I don't know.
Let's move on. Okay, the other topic that was on my requirements we said was on what is Pius Shvi's Tzav. Okay, so here there was a very interesting ration. Okay, the Heshek of that Gemara by Esrog. Yeah, the Gemara said that the case of the Mishnah was talking about an Esrog which was covered with Pius Shvi's. The Gemara said you should be mablia the when you pay for it, if you have to pay for it, then mablia in the lulav. The Gemara says why how can you do it? The lulav is also covered. The Gemara says no. The lulav we're talking about was picked in the it was a sixth year lulav, which you pick from the seventh year. Okay, which means
lulav isn't
fruit. Okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay, so that's why it's no problem. After Gemara's mashla, the Medu from that, that year two would be a seventh year one. It would be kaddish. Gemara says, how can that be? It's eitzim ba'alma. Yeah. Okay. And the Gemara brought that eitzim ba'alma are not kaddish. Okay. The Gemara said a tell. What's the tell? The tell is that anything which go back one step. So you allow the pasuk tells us clearly what you can do with perish sheep. You're allowed to eat them. Your behemoth is allowed to eat them. Okay? So you're allowed to eat them and your animals are allowed to eat them. That's what you're allowed to do with it. Rashi tells us, you know what? This part is not only telling us what you can do with it, but it's also telling us the other way around. All these things, these things that you can eat, and these things that you can give the animal to eat, these are also things which have producer sweets. Okay. But the Gemara had an extra theory over there. Okay. The Gemara said, it also says in the pasuk Lachem. Lachem tells me, it's loved up the things which are for Achina. You also now, call to Achim. All your needs you also now to do. But the Gemara says, wait a second, why is there Achina? So the Gemara says, you need, lachem is similar to achila, okay, which the one understands to mean that you have to have, when you benefit from it, that's also the time that this thing gets destroyed, okay? The hanasa of the bira is shabbat, okay? So it's like a simple, regular eating. I'm enjoying it as I eat it, and I'm destroying it. That's things which fall into that category, at least the halacha, that is something that you're allowed to use it. You can use it for that, and also things which are useful. Only those things have producer sweets. Okay, so therefore, any food, things which are therefore food or animal food, they don't have producer sweets also. Okay, and other things also. Though, if you manage to find other things, even though they're not necessarily, you're not eating them, but you meet this requirement of that when you benefit, you're also destroying it. Yeah, if that all happens those two things happen at the same time, that will also have producer sweets. Okay. Okay. The Gemara says it's a Mishnah that herbs, plants which are used for dyeing also have this quality. Okay. Simple ways to understand what that means. Rashi in the one place says it's because as you put it in the water with a beggar or whatever you're dying, yeah, the substance is like you're being mechalal it, you're destroying it, yeah. And at the same time, the dye is getting attached to the beggar. So your hana is also is coming at the same time that this thing is being destroyed. So Tosis says the difference.
Is there
a beggar? Well, no, on such things, the dye would be punished. Yeah.
But once it gets into a beggar, then you use it. It's not considered a holy beggar.
If you must have it.
Can you sell it?
Yeah. Yeah. When we get to the usage, I have to check about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So Tosis says the difference for it. Tosis says the over there it's not talking about shas, the shas that you're dying. Later, once it gets into the beggar, yeah, as you're wearing this beggar, you're being nana from it. At the same time, you're also being color. The dye gradually goes out. Yeah, you lose the color, and slowly, as you're wearing it, you're wearing it there, you see. So it's also, they're happening at the same time. Okay, so, but again, what comes out is the tell is that whatever you're allowed to use it for on such products, that's also, those products have producer streets. Okay, so the moral says, Eitzim is not like that, because Eitzim, you burn it, and only after it's burnt, it's destroyed, only then can you start baking with it or cooking with it. So that the hana comes afterwards. So that, Eitzim...
Because you typically cook on top of when they're already cold.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're cold, they've already been burnt up.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
That's the leaves, Eitzim, or just the branches?
The wood itself. Okay.
So rather simultaneously heating yourself up as cold air.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hang on. Okay. Mr. Wen is saying, what about using Aitim in a way where you're benefiting from the outset? Like you light wood, you want to heat yourself up. So the moment you light it, you can really heat yourself up. Okay, so hang on to that. Okay. So that's what he wants to answer. That's why Aitim, you want to say, that's why Aitim, you want to say that there is no Kedushas Shvi'is on Aitim. Okay. So, but what about a lulav? Okay, so because the at least the way Rashi says that the ikkar usage of a lulav is to use it like to make a broom, to sweep the hands. Okay, and then the Gemara carries on one shlav. The Gemara says sometimes you also use eitzim to. To get light from it, I think. So, 1 second. Sometimes you also that there's wood that you also use to light to look as illuminate the place, yeah, and there the destruction and hanai at the same time. It was said that what's the word? Yes. The Gemara says I just want to get the actual words of the Gemara. The Gemara says Amar Rabba Stam Eitim. The normal thing for Ethan is to use them to burn it as fuel for bake with. Okay. So what's the Havana of the Gemara? What's the answer to the Gemara? So the way Rashi learns the answer to the Gemara is that we go after what most of the normal thing for Ethan. The normal thing for Ethan is at least these eight. The normal thing for these eight is to use them for fuel. And in which case, we're back into the cloud that the fact that the normal thing is that you're using for fuel, and the hanah only happens afterwards. So therefore, these eight don't have kedushas shvi'is.
What about wood that's usually used making furniture?
That's an excellent shayla. Next session we'll get there. Okay.
And Rashi just said the wood is also used the same exact fact, and you're doing it.
Oh, very good, right. So at least, okay, we still got Shver according to Rashi, or not Shver, not Shver. According to Rashi, it came out that a lulav was, Rashi said the ikka of a lulav is omed for brooms, so the lulav should still be published with Kedushas Shvi'is. Okay, so that's what should come out from Rashi. Okay, so the Maisa, what? Is that the Maisa for us also? Yeah? Are we going to, are lulav, and the term Esrogim can be published? Okay, it depends when you pick them. But what about the lulav? Yeah, so according to this, according to the way Rashi learned that the ikka of the lulav is for its omed for a broom. Yeah, so we don't have the score of the Gemara in the Maskana. Yeah, so it should be kind of precious to the shiz. If you have a lulav that grew in the seventh year, that should be published. Okay.
So what was the problem? You destroyed
the region
into a broom, and sometimes
later
you sweep it.
Have you destroyed it before you
destroyed it? Yeah.
Why is it destroyed? Okay, hold on with that story. Okay. So according to Rashi, it should be published. Okay, there's another way to learn the Gemara that the Ritva says, which is at least could come out from the Ritva, which is that basically the Gemara's answer when it said that Stam Eitzim Lasaka, he's telling me that it's like a loy plug. Across the board, all Eitzim are going to be published. The fact that that's the normal thing for Eitzim in general to be used, so therefore all Eitzim are now going to be. Are now not considered to be have Kedushas Shvi'is.
See, that's not true regarding Alula.
No, who says? No. Okay, right. The Maskana of the Gemara could be the Chodesh on everything. Yeah, that the standard one on that is that all Eitzim are not Kaddish.
Including the Lulav.
Yeah, including the Lulav. Okay, the standard one. Yeah, but as you said, Rashi doesn't. How
in the world?
So what's the answer for Rashi? So, yeah, so the Midrash Sfarim of Shemzam Orba wants to say that basically times have changed. Yeah, in a family, maybe once upon a time, Lulavim were used to make rooms.
But
that's not true anymore. So that's not true anymore. They're not only made for, it's not that if you use this to make rooms. So therefore, you've lost that whole side of the Gemara. And that, what are we used for? They're used for stuff that I don't know. They're used for other things. They're not used for things where the
money is not used at all.
Therefore, there's no problem of Kedusha Shvi'is. And that leads definitely in the Minhag, is that there's no problem of Kedusha Shvi'is by Rulavim. Okay, so someone asked.
Maybe they used to make pots, baskets.
Okay.
Some parts of the world.
So what about furniture? Someone asked about furniture. If you have wood which is grown from furniture. Yeah, was specific types of wood which is going for furniture. So there, yeah, presumably out there, similar to what Tosis said, yeah, there you're through the wear and tear. Yeah, you're sitting on it, you're benefiting from it. At the same time, you're wearing it out. So that should be that the hana and the viewers at the same time. So that should be how it's supposed to be. Finish your streets. So here the Chazan says, okay. So the Chazan says that.
This is why we kept black too.
The Chazon Ish says that so he's Mechadish like this, that the fact that similar to what you were saying, when you make it into the chair, that's like Panim Chadasha. Okay, when you make it into the chair, you never really destroy the wood. The wood is still there. Okay, that he said when turning something into a different entity, as called a kind of chadashas. He said that is not really like achila. That's more like stoya. Stoya is I take kedushas fruit with kedushas shlis, and I sell it to someone. That fruit is still around. I was my bris. I got money. Yeah. So over here also, I took the wood. I didn't really destroy the wood. The wood is still there. I'm just my bris. I've got something of more value. That is alderas stoya. It's not alderas achila. And therefore, kedushas shlis is only said on things which are similar to achila. Yeah, things which you use. Which fall into the category of similar to Achila, that's when they have Kedusha Shvi'is. This is more similar to Sfeira, and therefore it wouldn't have Kedusha Shvi'is.
Are you saying that in Shiva's
book? I'm not sure where he is.
No.
Yeah.
About eating oral, does like taste of Mishapu, or how much I need to eat oral to be high?
So is there a Kedusha Shvi'is?
No. If I would like, in the Shvi'is pro, I should not eat it. I start to eat it. How much I need to eat to be tired?
But you have a how much do you mean? You have a time.
You have to eat. And I start to eat it.
No.
You have to eat it.
You have to eat it.
That's why you have a special
part. You can't like to take on this
joy. There's in certain stages the Shaykh could not eat it because. Why am I asking this question?
Yeah.
When you said that I consume this cheer, how much you consume? Because even there's some cheer, how much you consume after that and high, nothing to do about
it.
There's
not high in Chinese.
You don't. What are you saying? If you sit in it, maybe you're not that much more destroyed.
You're not eating. What are you eating? Tosafot, if you consume it at the same time when you use it,
you're saying what's
right? No, you may not consume it at all.
He's asking what would be the problem. So what? So let's say it's published. And then for what?
Right.
So you can sell it. When you get rid of it, that's what I'll put.
We need to define consumption.
I'm just going to finish up just quickly. Just quickly with this.
How much is it?
Let's just finish up. So it comes out that the rule is that things which have things which are where the hana and the bia are at the same time, they have, that has not produced fear. There's a discussion if it's the other way around, if the hana comes after it, that those things don't have to produce fear. What about the other way around? There's certain things where you can be benefit before you destroy the things. Okay, let's say maybe by
some,
yeah, the summit, things like that. Yeah, so that's all. That is discussion whether that has permission first. They do. Okay. The other thing that came out from the Gemara just very very quickly is that it was machlokes halayim, but Rabbi Yosi said that the way Rashi explained is that it has to be something that's shavah lekol nefesh. Okay, only if things which are shavah lekol nefesh. Those things have kedushas shvuyos. Therefore, things like refuah, Rabbi Yosi holds, doesn't have kedushas shvuyos. Okay? Huh?
Smoke.
Oh, well, okay, that's how old that. Hold that for a second. Yeah? Okay? And now, the Chodah, the Rabbanon on Masn said also, they just say an extra thing that you have that the Hanan and the Bia have to come at the same time. So, the Chodah, at least it comes out from the Babi that things which you use for refuah would not have kedushas shvuyos. Problem is that the Yushalmi doesn't say like that. Yeah, not so clear from the Rambam, but he holds the nice that the Sefer here, Mishpat the RSC passing said it doesn't have kedushas shvuyos.
I understand. Okay. Something like when
they make what?
Pilot models. So what is
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So everyone in the whole world, I mean, they can use all this thing is for whenever someone has a headache, they use it.
Why not? Okay. So you see that they slip on out the model, not like that. Yeah?
So why?
Okay, so it's because for someone, the person in his status now, that's the moida. Right now, it's only for someone who is a foida. You're not a foida, so therefore it's not relevant for you. Yeah, but anytime, things like vitamins, it's a. Anytime they could be good, they're shy for everyone now. Okay? So just back to your side about by smoking, yeah? So if the Nevada for smoking, so. The statement says like this: if you, we know this is a good side about by Yom Tov, you're not smoking Yom Tov. Why? The side is with the Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. Now, if you yourself are mateful and you smoke on Yom Tov, so you hold that it is Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. So at least such a person would have to be closer that there's Kedusha Shvuyos also there.
Wow,
That's all.
I don't know how much tobacco is going in this one.
All right.
Yeah. What about these other things like the
that's a foot. Really? Yeah. 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 Yeah.